With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Governor Kristi Noem is positioning the state for a Joe Biden administration, acknowledging the Democratic presidential candidate won the 2020 election. She's asking the state legislature to place additional money in reserves and put $50 million into a trust fund for future hardships. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
The announcement came during the end of the Republican governor's budget address, when she says the state should safeguard itself in the event of unforeseen economic setbacks.
We must continue to take a prudent and a conservative approach to state government. And again, we need to carefully consider our present unusual circumstances as we project revenue. To be prepared, we need to save.
Noem often points to the state's decision to not issue any mandates in response to the global pandemic. She says that's kept the state in a good financial position. The federal government has pumped in over $5 billion in stimulus relief to residents, businesses, and the state government. She wants lawmakers to add an additional 2% to the annual 10% of the state's general fund into budget reserves. She also recommends putting $50 million into a trust fund to protect against future economic hardships, not because of the pandemic, but because of a Biden administration.
I expect that federal agencies will see South Dakota not necessarily as a partner, but as a subordinate based on what they have already communicated with us. So we are preparing for that.
Noem points to tax increases announced by the Biden administration, which would affect corporations and those making $400,000 or more, and the Green New Deal. Democratic State Senator Reynold Nesiba says it's important Governor Noem, who was a Trump campaign surrogate, acknowledge Biden is the next president of the U.S.
I think that she should begin to reach out to that incoming administration and do all we can to build partnerships and to work with them. I think it would be great personally if President Biden was able to come to South Dakota and celebrate the 4th of July at Mount Rushmore.
The Electoral College vote takes place on Monday, December 14th. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
South Dakota is joining the state of Texas in a lawsuit against four states for recent changes to their election procedures in response to the coronavirus pandemic. South Dakota is joining as a friend of the court with Missouri to support the Texas lawsuit against Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. A statement from Attorney General Jason Roundsburg's office says they have received thousands of calls and emails from concerned citizens. The AG's Chief of Staff Tim Borman says they're listening to constituents and voters. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the four states, claiming that changes in their election procedures violated federal law. He wants the Supreme Court to block those states from voting in the Electoral College. Electors are scheduled to meet next Monday to cast their votes. Biden is expected to get 306 votes, which is 36 more than the 270 he needs to become the next president. Governor Noem has joined an appeal by the Arizona Attorney General before the U.S. Supreme Court. The appeal is seeking to overturn a federal court's ruling that found some Arizona voting laws disadvantaged minority voters. The case stems from a 2016 lawsuit brought by the Democratic National Committee against Arizona. The lawsuit said two of Arizona's election laws violated the Voting Rights Act. The law prohibits racial discrimination in the election process. The governor's move allows her to wade into the national hot-button issue of election security. She has courted a national profile among conservatives this year. An inmate serving life for fatally shooting his girlfriend and setting her apartment on fire has lost his bid for a new trial. The South Dakota Supreme Court issued that opinion Thursday. Justices say if any errors were made at trial, they were harmless in light of the overwhelming amount of solid evidence. Victoria Wicks has more of this story for SDPB.
When facing charges for the 2018 murder of his girlfriend in Andover, Jose Quinones Rodriguez chose to have a bench trial before a Fifth Circuit judge rather than before a jury. Thomas Cogley represents Rodriguez at oral arguments before the state Supreme Court earlier this year. He says Judge Richard Summers refused a defense motion to exclude two statements Rodriguez made to investigators before his arrest. Cogley notes that the statements were damaging not because they laid out facts that incriminated Rodriguez, but because they conflicted with what other witnesses said.
There was other evidence that would have come in about specifically his whereabouts, but the fact that it was contradictory wouldn't have come in if we'd been given the opportunity and if the court had granted the suppression issue.
Cogley also asked justices to find that information from two witnesses declared to be unavailable should be discarded. One did not show up at trial. The other, Rodriguez's daughter, showed up but claimed not to remember what happened or what she said to investigators. Assistant Attorney General Patricia Archer argues that a transcript of an investigative interview with the daughter was allowable under exceptions to hearsay.
Was the witness physically present in the courtroom? Did she testify? And was there the opportunity for cross-examination? And that is what the Confrontation Clause demands, and that's what occurred here.
She says the defendant could have cross-examined the daughter, but chose not to. As for the other absent witness, Archer says she wasn't needed because other witnesses established that the murder weapon belonged to Rodriguez. A unanimous Supreme Court upheld Rodriguez's convictions for first and second degree murder, arson, and other charges. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.